Good morning. We just heard in our epistle reading, Paul reminding us that we should have the same mind that Jesus Christ had. And in our gospel reading, we're going to hear how Jesus rode into Jerusalem in order to die for us. So Paul is reminding us that we should have the same attitude. That's what he means when he talks about the same mind. That we should think and act the same way that Jesus did, not to be selfish and try and get things for ourselves, but to do nice things and loving things for one another. Maybe you guys have seen these four letters before. Have anyone ever seen these four letters before? Do you know what those four letters are? You know what those letters are. WWJD. These are four popular letters that a lot of people, a lot of Christians use to remind us that we should have the same attitude as Jesus. They stand for what would Jesus do? So when you find yourself in a situation, you can stop and ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? And then you can do the same thing to show the same love for others that Jesus showed for you. But we're not very good at that, are we? So we're going to practice it a little bit. We're going to look at some situations, and then we're going to ask, what would Jesus do? Here's our first situation. You have an ice cream cone, and your friend doesn't. What would Jesus do?
Help them.
Help them how?
Oh,
you go get another one for them? Well, that would be one way to do it, yeah. Share your ice cream cone with your friend, right? If you can go get them another one, that works. Or you can share it. Look at how that boy is sharing his ice cream cone with that girl there. Isn't that nice? All right, should we try another one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's morning time, and it's time to get up and do your chores or get ready for school, but you don't want to because you're too tired. You just want to stay in bed. What would Jesus do? Yeah. Get up, get ready quickly, right? Not make your parents come in and get you up, but be up and ready before they even come in, huh? Yeah. Should we try another one? You're done with school, and you have some homework to do, but you'd rather watch TV or play video games. Yeah, you'd rather do video games. Well, what would Jesus do?
Do the homework.
Do the homework first.
I would play a game on mom's phone.
You would play a game on your mom's phone? But you're supposed to do your homework first. But you don't have homework yet, do you?
No.
Okay, you have to remember that when you get older. Yeah. All right, we're going to do one more. You have homework, yeah. We have one more. Yeah. But someday you will, and then you can remember, right? We have one more. Your mom is washing the dishes all alone. What would Jesus do?
He would help.
Help your mom wash the dishes, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the problem, though, is? We can talk about and we can think about what would Jesus do, but we have a problem because even if we know what Jesus would do, we don't really want to do it, do we? We don't want to do our homework. We want to play video games. We don't want to help out with dishes. We don't want to share our ice cream. So there's a bigger problem than just thinking about what would Jesus do. And that problem is, we are sinners. You see this boy's heart there? What color is it?
Black.
Black, yeah. We don't have the same attitude as Jesus. We have hearts that are full of sin. And because our hearts are full of sin, we don't like to share and help out and do our homework. We like to be selfish. So just thinking, that means we want to do things for ourselves and not help out others. Selfish is when you don't share your ice cream. Right? That's not nice, right? But that's our problem. We are sinners. So how can we have the mind like Jesus? How can we have the attitude like Jesus? How can we change our hearts? Can you take a red crayon and go in and color your heart a different color?
No.
Can I?
Do that.
No, you can't do that.
Skin.
You can't do that, but you know who can do it? Jesus can, right? And that's why God has given us his word. Look at that. Look, they're reading God's word. And then this kid is getting baptized. And there we have communion. And what's this kid doing?
Praying
at church, isn't he, right? Just like we are now, yeah. We can't change our hearts. We can't have a mind like Jesus. We can't make our hearts like Jesus. But Jesus can do it for us. And so he's given us the sacraments, baptism, and communion. And when we're little, we're baptized. And when we're older, we have communion. And we go together with our family. We read God's word. And we come to church and we hear God's word. And when we do these things, when we study God's word and when we receive the sacraments, Jesus changes our hearts to be like him. He changes our hearts from black and filled with sin to what color is that?
White.
Well, what color is the heart?
White.
To holy and pure like his. There's Jesus in that heart, in the middle of that heart, making it clean. And he forgives us our sins. He forgives us because we don't want to help our mom with the dishes. That's the cross in the girl's heart. He makes us a part of his kingdom through his sacraments and his word. He forgives our sins. He makes us his children. We're going to hear how Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a... What animal did he use? Do you know, Grace? A donkey, right? He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. But he rides into our hearts on his word and on his sacraments to forgive us, to make us a part of his kingdom, and to help us to live for him. And so we pray this morning that he would change our hearts to be like his and forgive us our many sins. Okay. You take one piece of candy or one sticker and then go back to your parents. And we'll continue with the next hymn.